Here is the Mole's Bill Resnick with Maria Cahill and Madeline Carroll.
Hi, Madeline Carroll and Marie Cahill. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Maria and Madeline are organizers of the recently formed group Oregon District Attorney for the People, joining a national movement that's challenging how prosecutors, the district attorneys, prosecute crimes. They're quite powerful in every city in the country, everywhere in the country, in fact. They're actually the key people in the criminal justice system, which is not a criminal. The justice part is it's a system and it's criminal, but it's not has very little to do with justice.
True.
Hey, that was a good line.
Yep. It's true.
You call it the injustice system.
We say criminal legal system we're being nice.
Oh yes. Oh good.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've developed a sort of outlandish idea that district attorneys, they should put a lot of people in jail and every now and then even have a trial. So why are you seeking to have the prosecutors operate for the people, for the public welfare, rather than for their own needs to get reelected by promoting themselves as protecting us and our saviors from all of those horrible criminals out there that they're putting away? Why are you challenging them?
Well, this is Maria Cahill. I'm a volunteer organizer with Pacific Northwest Family Circle, and I work with families who have lost loved ones to police violence. Our organization is led by those families, and they have a very different experience of the district attorney. When police killed their loved ones, they were consistently not told the truth, not given information in a timely fashion. And in every single one of the cases of loved ones killed by police in our organization and across the state in the last 27 years, 360 loved ones killed by police, in all cases, there are no consequences for police officers. So our families have a very different lived experience of the district attorney than what the public commonly thinks of as their role to, as you say, Bill, put away all those terrible criminals.
We are targeting district attorneys because they are the most powerful locally elected official, and they tend to really fly under the radar too. A lot of people don't know the powers that they have, and that's really by design. Maria helped us to understand the analysis coming from the families and from a larger organization that they are chapter of, which is POST, Protect Our Stolen Treasures, which is out of Detroit and is headed by Yolanda McNair. And the analysis that POST and the families have done is that there are people in the system that can hold police accountable for violence. Most of those people are not interested in doing that. And we have very little influence over those people. So that includes police chiefs, police unions. But in the case of the district attorney, while most current and historic district attorneys have not been interested in holding police accountable, as Maria was saying, in Oregon, not a single district attorney has chosen to prosecute a police officer who has killed a community member. We do elect them, and so we do have some influence over that role in the criminal legal system. And because of that, we can change the conversation about what the role of the district attorney should be in the system, and we can target that role in the system in order to create change. So one of the powers of the district attorney is that they have the power to hold police accountable, but it turns out that they have an incredible or even an obscene amount of power over a lot of people's lives, especially now that we are in a period of time when an unprecedented number of people are being incarcerated and things like houselessness and poverty are being criminalized, as well as immigration now is, well, and historically has been, but it's sort of at a peak at the moment of the level of criminalization that is being added to immigration. So district attorneys Can Hold Police Accountable, that was kind of our entry point into this work with the analysis of the families.
They can also hold the rest of the system accountable.
Yes.
They have tremendous influence over corrections. If they think that the people are going into these correctional facilities are and that maybe should be there but are being treated badly, they can in fact also take action against that.
Exactly.
They are crucial. In fact, they can make and break mayors by their decisions in terms
yes.
of people are afraid of the prosecutors.
What we learned in our process is they have power over the judges. Right. So one of the district attorney candidates that we interviewed in Multnomah County told us that while they were working for the district attorney, they were told to just go to the judge and tell the judge, we want 5 years for this person. And the judge said, well, what is that going to do? This is like this person has been in front of us over and over and over again. You're going to incarcerate them again. How does that really solve the problem? And this person went back to their DA, ask them that question. The judge asked me this, and DA Rod Underhill said, tell the judge we're giving them 5 years.
Yes, the reason they can go after judges is all they have to do is hint to the papers that this judge is soft on crime, the judges are elected, and these judges are afraid of them. And the police union has an enormous power, and it has a lot of people in it who are very aggressive and have families and neighbors, and so they have this huge voting block, and it's a solid block for hardline policies, and that the DAs are the people who, in fact, manage that political operation.
It's true.
Yep.
District attorneys have an incredible amount of power over setting the culture and the policies. They set the culture and the policies for the prosecutors who are their employees. And those policies can include what they will and will not prosecute. So, for example, if a district attorney says, I am not going to prosecute any low-level drug offenses. So even if police arrest people for low-level drug offenses and bring them in, then I'm going to decline to prosecute them and they will be released. That really affects the culture of the police, because if you are bringing people in for things that are technically an arrestable offense, but they're not going to be prosecuted, then that's really ineffective police work. So district attorneys can affect greatly both the ethics of the police themselves and also the prosecutors that are their employees, because they are the ones holding those prosecutors accountable. There's really no other accountability in the system aside from their boss.
And to be clear, the district attorney has the power to choose what they do and do not prosecute.
Yes.
Which I think a lot of people don't realize.
And that's a big part of our platform.
So we're not asking them to do something that's against the law. We're asking them to do something that's within their power to make the community safer.
Right. In fact, I wanted to get to that. What they can do, in fact, is not just release people, but in fact offer to higher level drug users, not just the occasional kid who gets caught with a joint somewhere. Then they come down hard in some jurisdictions, not all now, right, in this country. Mm-hmm. But they can, in fact, divert people. It's right, diversion is this big word that's mm-hmm. not done very often by the DAs. But they can divert people to helping programs. And they, in fact, have the power, it seems to me, within the whole system, to begin doing less police work and hiring more people. If they came out for, we really shouldn't be arresting and putting into the criminal justice system these people, we should be offering them the services that they want. Most of the people who have bad drug problems wind up wanting to have treatment and not getting it. So criminal.
Yeah.
They're arrested for what they would love to have a treatment program for, and they're all filled up.
Yeah, and in the case of our platform, that's true for people with mental health conditions. They need care that they are not receiving. People who are houseless, many people who are houseless would like to be housed. In the case of sex work, our platform there is really focused on consensual sex work. And so I'm not going to say that sex workers in that context need a program. but there may be some sex workers out there who would like to have an alternative. And it's kind of similar to what we were talking about, Bill, earlier in the program about how why people go into policing, right? There just aren't that many great jobs where you can get paid decently and not have a college education. And we need more of those for everybody.
Yeah, the DAs, in fact, it seems to me, could be, and there may be some DAs in the country. In some cities like Philadelphia, I think Chicago has a new DA, Baltimore. Some of them have been disappointing. Once they get into office, they forget their...
Yes, you're touching on a lot of the strategy of our campaign. So Oregon DA for the People is highly influenced and inspired by other campaigns that are happening across the country in a nationwide movement to change the conversation about what the role of the district attorney should be as opposed to what it historically has been. We have been in contact with several of those campaigns, including Philly DA for the People. So the strategy really involved in this movement is to locally create platforms about what you, the people, want district attorneys to do, what you want their role to be in your community, and then to use that platform to have a community conversation about how the role can change. And then in the process of election cycles, use that platform to encourage people who agree with those points in the platform to run for office. One of the big issues with the district attorney system is that most district attorneys in Oregon in the last 10 years, it's been almost 80% of district attorneys have run unopposed. And we believe that it's important for people to have a choice. And the first step in having a choice is having more than one person running for these offices. So in Multnomah County, the platform that we put together helped flesh out so far three candidates. There's still time. People have until March to announce a candidacy for this race. And we definitely encourage folks who are out there who are still considering a run to keep considering that strongly. We don't think that the three candidates that we have now have to be the only three candidates. But we do have three candidates, and that is a step that we have more than one person that's running. Also, having multiple candidates encourages people to learn about the role of the DA, because if they have choices, they want to know what that office does and what factors should go into helping them make that choice.
Let's go into how you would elevate the position or generate much more public knowledge of the importance of the DA, and that the DA is elected, and this is as important a vote as it is to vote for as the mayoralty vote, or whatever, the city council.
Frankly, I think it's if things happen at the local level, it's more important than voting for the president.
Well, this time around, I'm not sure.
I'm just going to put it out there. But
at the local level, yes, there's no question. The president always has the hand on the button, you know, the red button.
Absolutely. But at the local level, things happen on the local level, and this is the most powerful person in our county.
And everybody at the local level actually has effect on the national level. At the local level, a city that works and has a very different criminal justice system would influence all the others. There's nothing better than a good example, and a lot of them, that you can be safer by, in fact, treating people with dignity and trying to help even people who did some antisocial things frequently, that you can help people find different ways of life. It really is possible to do it, especially if there are, of course, good jobs for people and they can lead a dignified life and not just scramble to stay alive and to try and support their kids and fail. You know, that we've put people in distressing positions in this society.
Absolutely. As far as having strong influence over people's lives and really having the power to change people's lives, I would say that district attorneys have the most power over the most people in a county. So just for folks who don't know, and definitely no shame around not knowing, because as I said earlier, this system flies under the radar on purpose. So in Oregon, a district, as in a district attorney, is a county. So we have 36 counties and we have 36 district attorneys in Oregon, and they serve 4-year terms, and not all of them run at the same time. So every year there are different counties who are electing new district attorneys. So this year our campaign is focusing on Multnomah and Clackamas counties, because the founding members of Pacific Northwest Family Circle, their family members were killed in those two counties, and so it's our starting point. But we're looking to grow this campaign over time, so we're very interested in hearing from people in other counties who are interested in adapting the platform that we've created to fit their communities and grow this campaign into the future. Unlike a lot of campaigns that happen during the electoral cycle, we are not endorsing a candidate or any candidates. The goal is not to elect some magical single person who's going to transform the system on their own. It's about community-led change, and that includes, regardless of who gets elected, holding them accountable to the degree that you can during their time in office, and then continuing to push for more change when a new person can be elected.
These DAs get huge amount of exposure for their crime fighting. They can do the perp walks. They can go on TV and announce their decisions to indict this horrible criminal. They probably have more TV time than any other public official, actually, when if you think about it. You got a big job in exposing and challenging that whole idea and getting people to understand how they work. So I wish you the best. Oh, no, we have to tell people how to contact you.
So the Oregon DA for the People platform, which you can find at OregonDAForThePeople.com, includes 6 areas of reform. Those are stop targeting Black, Brown, Indigenous, and immigrant communities, end mass incarceration, decline to prosecute individuals with mental health conditions, treat kids like kids, hold police and prosecutors accountable, and decriminalize houselessness, sex work, and drug use.
Thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Yeah, and we really appreciate having this opportunity.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Blue.